From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. We cannot go it alone against ISIS, says the president. U.S. President Barack Obama said today he would approve the deployment of up to 250 more Special Forces troops in Syria to reinforce gains made against Islamic State, but said that the U.S. cannot win the battle by itself.
We need a strong Europe to bear its share of the burden working with us on behalf of our collective security.
VOA's Mary Alice Salinas is traveling with the president overseas and spoke with us regarding the additional troops.
Now, the reason why he says this is important is because the 50 that were there, the president says what they were doing was working. And so they ramped up the effort, hoping to make even more progress in the fight against Islamic State.
Ms. Salinas said the trip has had a number of focuses.
And it's not just Islamic State. The message here is we all have to work together because a lot of these issues, they're not anything any one nation can take care of. Not Islamic State, not the migration crisis that's happening in Southern Europe, not the issues that come forward because of Russian aggression.
The deployment would bring the number of U.S. troops in Syria to 300. The U.N. Security Council condemns North Korea's Saturday missile test, calling it another serious violation of existing U.N. resolutions. North Korea says the test was successful. South Korea calls it a failure. RAND Corporation Korea expert Bruce Bennett says the real answer is probably somewhere in between.
It partially worked, which is kind of the typical with a new missile program. They don't work perfectly when you start, and you have to resolve little problems that eventually lead to hopefully a successful program. So far, they're partway into the program, more normal for a developing missile system.